Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
John Merritt.
John Merritt. M-E-R-R-I-T-T?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Thank you for that, and could you verify your shipping address for me?
38900 County Road 72, Flushing, Ohio, 43977.
Perfect. And I've located your account. Let's see what it's for here. Looks like it's for our CryoFreeze CBD Roll-On and Cream Duo.
110000. Right.
Can I help you today?
I had some questions on the roll-on. I saw that it had about 8.5% menthol in it on the back of the drug facts thing. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to know, what is the percentage in the sports cooling cream? I know it's got the more of the CBD in it, but it doesn't have any other indications besides the milligrams of CBD in it.
Okay, let's see here. So, for the sport recovery cream, right?
Yeah.
So, how much CBD is in it?
No, the menthol.
The menthol.
There's no drug facts on the labeling on this one like there is the roll-on.
That's a good question. Give me one moment. Let me see if I can find that. You're just looking on the bottle, correct?
Yeah, there was no other information in the packaging. It was just a shipment form and then the three roll-ons and the one cream. I just was wanting to know, like, do they use the cream in the morning and then the evening, you know, like once they're home? It's for my son and daughters. They're basketball players, and one has a bad ankle, and the other one ended up just getting hit with a knee in the thigh, like a deep thigh bruise. And so I got them this stuff to help with some of the pain relief while they're trying to play through it. And I was going to let them use the roll-on, like, pregame and halftime.
You just wanted to check just in case.
And then, like, yeah, and then use the cream at night? Or what's the best way to use this stuff?
Honestly, that would work perfectly. So with the cream, yeah, that would honestly, I think you're doing it pretty well. And so, yeah, during a game or practice, you know, whenever you're actually using that joint, and then the cream at night before bed, yeah, so that'd be the perfect way to use it, actually. Now, as far as the percentage or the amount, let's see here. Yeah, I looked on the website. It's only showing ingredients to me as well. So I'm going to ask my supervisor and see if they know. Figure out one. Because that is a good question. I'm going to write that down as well.
Yeah, the menthol is not very much. Like, there's more menthol in Icy Hot and BioFreeze and stuff like that. But they don't have the CBD in it. So, but then 150 milligrams of CBD versus 300. That's why I was wanting to know, like, what's a daily recommended allowance, you know, how much of the roll-on do you, like, you know, on each application, how do you know you're getting 150 or 300 or
For the roll-on, you can use it as much as you like. It doesn't contain any THC, so it's not going to do anything as far as, like, getting you high or anything like that.
No, I understand that. I'm saying about the CBD part of it, like the 150 milligrams for the pain.
Yeah, but with the roll-on, you can do that as many times as you like. For the cream, I would recommend saying about twice a day. So maybe once in the morning, once in the night.
Okay. Yeah, because it had up to four times a day on the directions.
Yeah.
But I was using the roll-on at practices, so that's why I was wanting to see, like, you know, is just doing it twice a day with the roll-on application, you know, once a day.
Yeah, usually for the cream with that four times a day, it's usually for people like, older people that have like arthritis or, chronic pains like that. Yeah, two times a day should do it. But yeah, as far as the roll on, that should, you can use that as much as you need to. You see the pain or you feel the pain, go for it.
What's the effects of it? Like, how long does it last on the roll on? If you're using it for like an ankle injury or a bruise that, that you're playing with or whatever, is it like a couple hours? Is it a half a day?
I'm going to ask about that as well.
You know, like if you take two Tylenol, you do it every 4 hours. So, like, how often do you roll on? Like before the game at halftime, that'd be about an hour between roll-ons. Is that too quick? Not enough? Too much? Should he put it on before he leaves to go catch the bus, and then when he gets halftime of the game, do it again? Or put it on, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some use case directions.
Generally, just whenever you hurt, but of course you can't really do that when you're in the middle of the game. So I'm asking my supervisor about that. We don't seem to have that information here. Yeah, you're actually giving the best questions ever. I'm going to write all this stuff down as soon as we know about it.
Well, that's how I learn. I'm not too proud to admit I'm dumb.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always got to learn, though. You never stop learning.
One of my businesses I have, we own a carryout and stuff, and so we sell CBD products, but not like this. Not, you know what I mean? We sell the CBD ones and the stuff that's supposed to help you quit smoking and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty good products. I use them myself. I usually use CBD products for anxiety, though. I have a lot of anxiety issues. So it helps me calm down.
But I heard this on the Dan Bongino show. I know he's got a lot of injuries and stuff from being a cop and an agent and all that stuff, and he talked about it. And
yeah, I've used a roll-on myself. It lasted me about 2 hours. Of course, mine's not that big of a deal. One time while I was working a different job, I was working on a moving truck, and you have a real thin maybe 3-inch little step ladder to go up. And I fell off. And I was moving fast. And so it was like somebody had flipped over a couch and I flew off that thing. So first instinct was to put my arm out. I looked up from the ground, my arm was the other way around. My elbow. From my elbow. Let me tell you, that was fun. I still got aches and pains from that. So I use it for that whenever I can. 30 days. Yeah, I don't think that's what. Let me be a little bit more explanatory. Well, they said 30 days, so I don't think they understood me too well.
Yeah, just ask them, like, time between daily applications.
Yeah, that's what I asked about. I reworded it. Hopefully they'll get this. How long will it stop paying for?
Or just say, how many times a day can you use product? You could put, for example, Tylenol once every 4 hours. Then that would they'd understand what you're asking.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I mean, a cryo cream says, you know, four up to four times a day, so that to me would be once every 6 hours is all you'd need. But the roll on.
Anything else on this? Oh, okay, I've got the percent of Zimenthal in here, though. Got the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
8.5%.
That's what's in the cream, too?
That's for the roll-on. And the cream,
yeah,
I'm assuming,
on the roll-on.
Uses the same formula.
Well, see,
I assume it's the same as well.
No, because your labeling has to be like that. This
yeah,
is an FDA.
True. Yeah.
It's an FDA label on the roll-on because it says drug facts, active ingredients. But there is no active ingredients on the cream. So it obviously has more CBD in it than the roll-on. But I wanted to know what percentage was the, or percent of menthol it was.
Things double duty menthol. That tells me a lot. Yeah, I apologize. I'm not going to sit here and...
It's the fifth ingredient on the box or on the label, so it's got to be one of the higher...
Yeah, higher up percentages.
Yeah.
There we go. I knew they were going to say it. I knew they were going to say it. As needed is what they said. That's what they told me. As needed. Just like I knew they would. All right. Let's see here. Right to the website. See what it says.
I've been on hold for another call. I'm going to have to go, but if that's all it is right now, I can call back later and check.
Okay. Actually, I think I found something. It says last up to 8 hours.
Okay.
And that is for the
Okay, thanks. All right, thanks for the help.
No problem. Thank you for calling.